VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. California Coast Oil Leak. A leak in an oil pipeline has shut down beaches, threatened wildlife, and triggered a large cleanup effort about 5 miles off the coast of Southern California. The faulty pipe is 17 miles long. It belongs to a company called Amplify Energy. The CEO of the company claims that their employees were working at sea when they noticed a sheen in the water. Coast Guards were soon contacted, and they cleared out oil at both ends of the pipeline to try to keep additional crude from leaking. While officials say it looks like the leak has stopped, it still causes 3,000 barrels, a total of 126,000 gallons of oil, to spill into the sea. Local officials say natural wetland habitats in the area have been damaged and dead animals have washed up on shore. U.S. government agencies are investigating the spill and helping with the cleanup. But what's still a mystery is how exactly this happened and where exactly the breach of the pipeline occurred. Recycling e-waste. E-waste, or electronics waste, has been a major problem since 3C products such as phones, computers, and other appliances have dominated our daily lives. What can be done with e-waste? That's right, we recycle them and turn them into something useful. All of the unwanted or broken microwave machines, printers, cables, and laptops are chopped up, and all sorts of new materials are picked out from the remains to be used in manufacturing once more. According to statistics, we each produce an average of 7 kilograms of electronic waste per year. That's the equivalent to almost 4 laptops per person on the planet every year, and it's expected to double by 2050. Getting rid of all this stuff is not an easy job, and throwing e-waste to landfills is certainly not a solution, but just idling for our future generations. EnviroServe, a company that collects e-waste from more than 10 countries across the Middle East and Africa, is determined to provide an alternative solution. For now, the company is currently operating at only 7% capacity, but eventually, they hope to process 39,000 tons of e-waste every year. For EnviroServe, there's still a big opportunity out there. Around the world, less than 20% of electronic waste is properly recycled, and currently, only $10 billion worth of the raw materials are being recovered from e-waste, and nearly $50 billion are not recovered at all. Electronic waste, an example of how one man's trash can actually become another man's treasure. And now here's our sentence of the day. A leak in an oil pipeline has shut down beaches, threatened wildlife, and triggered a large cleanup effort. And now here's our vocabulary words. Number one, threaten. Threaten, or you can pronounce it as threaten. Threaten. Okay, which means to tell someone that you will kill or hurt them or cause problems if they do not do what you want. For example, the robbers threatened the shopkeeper with a gun. Number two, trigger. Trigger. Now the noun form for trigger means the part of a gun where you press to fire. Pew. And the verb form means to cause something to start. For example, if you pull the trigger, you won't know where the treasure is hidden. And for another example, some people find that certain foods trigger their headaches. Number three, effort. Effort, which means physical or mental activity needed to achieve something. For example, it takes a long time to prepare the dish, but the results are so good that it's worth the effort. Alright, that's all we have time for today. Folks, what do you do with your old cell phones? Do you recycle them, or do you still use them sometimes? Share with me in the comment section down below. This is Ken Miao, and I'll see you guys again next time.